今天崇拜所要分享的跟下午讲的并不一样。
This morning, what we're going to talk about is going to be different from what we will be talking about this afternoon.
我有一点冒险做这个决定。
It is a bit risky for me to make this decision.
我觉得这个太重要了，今天有这个机会讲，我很希望能讲。
But this opportunity is too important for me to miss out.
但是可能会冒犯你们。
But it might offend you.
可能会冒犯你们的牧师。
I might offend your pastors.
所以请原谅了。
Please excuse me first.
我要讲的是关于圣餐。
I am going to talk about communion.
因为我们在各位是浸信会。
Because in Baptist,
圣餐和其他的圣礼包括洗礼、敬礼。
And communion is including other ceremonies.
Well, actually, there are two sacraments in Christianity. One in Protestant, one is communion or Lord's Supper. Another is baptism.
在主里边有在浸信会里边有两个。
在基督教里面我们有两个圣礼、
okay.
一个是洗礼一个是圣餐我今天主要要讲的是圣餐
And today I'm going to emphasize on communion
多数的绝大多数的基督徒华人的基督徒
Most Chinese Christians
在我们讲到圣餐的时候
As we talk about communion
or Lord's Supper 当我们讲到主餐圣餐的时候我们通常是把它当作象征的，象征。
什么是象征
？It's symbolic.
Oh, most of the time we make it the ceremony symbolic.
When the pastor is going to perform this and says, I'm sorry. 当牧师说，各位，这实在不好笑，因为这是很神圣的事情。当牧师举起那个饼说：“这是我的身体。”当牧师举起那个杯说：“这是基督的血。”当他这样说的时候
，As the pastor raised his hand, raised the bread and say, "This is the body of Christ." And when he raised the cup and saying, "This is the blood of our Christ."
Or even in the Bible, he says, 这是我的身体。这是我的血。
As in the Bible, it says, "This is my body. This is my blood."
各位，你们等一下吃的时候、喝的时候
，As you're going to take the Last Supper later,
你们会觉得你正在吃耶稣的肉吗
？You will feel like that you're eating the flesh of our Lord Jesus.
你正在喝耶稣的血吗
？You won't taste the blood of our Lord.
在华人基督徒里面，特别像浸信会。
In Chinese Christians, especially Baptists,
我们绝对不会说我正在吃耶稣的肉。
Most of us won't say that we are eating the flesh of our Lord.
我们在喝耶稣的血。
We are drinking the blood of our Lord.
我们说那个饼、那个杯只是象征性的 symbolic 表达，这是耶稣的血、耶稣的肉。
We only meant that the flesh, the bread and the juice is representing the blood and the flesh of our Lord.
我们实在对于圣餐不是太看重。
We may not even pay too much attention to the communion.
这就是过一阵我们就一个月一次我们就思想一下主在十字架为我们死。
We normally take only once a month, the Last Supper, and think about what's going on.
通常我们在圣餐的时候，最神圣的是我们唱一些很感动的诗歌。
Sometimes we might sing very touching songs during the communion.
就我们很感动，就这样。
We're moved.
各位，我再说，在教会历史上，许许多多，甚至绝大多数的基督徒，当他们在吃这个饼、喝这杯的时候。他们不觉得他们只是在象征性的喝吃耶稣的身体和血。
But in history, in old times, that a lot of Christians, as they taking the cups and the bread, they're not just thinking it symbolically, but rather they are really tasting the flesh and the blood of our Lord.
It's hard to say what does it mean really. 就是他们在某种意义下是真的吃了耶稣的身体，喝了耶稣的血。某种意义, in certain meaning.
In certain aspect, they might have that special feeling.
我们今天不会去讨论到底你吃的是什么。
Today, we're going to talk about what are we really eating.
We will not discuss that. We will not discuss exactly what we are eating.
Okay.
我们会讲到这里面的意义是什么。
We'll talk about the meaning of this Last Supper.
我只是在说圣餐是很重要的一件事。Last
Supper is very meaningful and important.
我有一个天主教的朋友,
I have a Catholic friend.
他在准备进入天主教的时候,
as he becoming a Catholic,
他的犹豫就是, 他不想每个礼拜一次去望弥撒, 就是领圣体。
He hesitated to join only because he don't like to participate in the
Mass.
In the Mass weekly.
觉得很麻烦,
he find it troublesome.
他进入天主教40年了,
he become a Catholic for 40 years.
他现在说他每个礼拜最喜欢的就是去领那个圣体,
but he
have a part of the holy body of Christ. 他觉得这是最喜悦的事。
He finds most pressure in taking the Mass, taking the solemnity with the bread.
在基督教, 特别是浸信会里面,
in Baptist,
我们觉得教会能够延续下去, 最重要的是我们讲上帝的道。
Our Christianity can continue because we emphasize on spreading the word of the Lord.
我们强调讲道,
we talk about evangelical.
Preaching. 那么当我们在讲道的时候, 在基督教的教会里面, 讲台是在中间的。
And in most Christian church, the podium is in the middle of the church.
The pulpit, I believe.
Pulpit.
是在最中间的地方。
It's in most central place of the church.
在天主教里面, 最中心的是那个table。
But in Catholic, the most important centerpiece is the table.
天主教在2000年来继续下去, 主要是靠, 不是讲道, 而是弥撒, 也就是圣餐。
And the Catholic can continue for 2,000 years, not because of the preaching, but because of the Mass.
再一次我并不会说哪一个比较更重要, 但是我们需要去思想, 耶稣所设立的圣餐, 比我们现在想的要严肃的多。
I'm not going to try to say which way is better, but I am just trying to highlight that the Bible teach Jesus' teaching of the Last Supper is more important than what we think. We want to read it from the Bible and think about what it tells us.
我们最熟悉的是在哥林多前书第十一章。
It's in Corinthians chapter 11.
Yes.
Chapter 11.
23节，我当日传给你们的，这可能可以不必翻。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”That's
verse 23.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜。The
night when Jesus was betrayed.
这是很重要的一个晚上。It's
a very important night.
我们也再回到当年耶稣进到耶路撒冷以后的事情。We
will talk about the events of things happening after Jesus entered Jerusalem that night.
耶稣进入耶路撒冷以后,
as he entered Jerusalem,
他受到很多的欢呼。
He was receiving a lot of praises and welcome.
他洁净圣殿。
He cleansed the church.
他咒诅一棵无花果树死。
He cursed a fig tree to die.
他应当是星期四的晚上设立圣餐。
It should be Thursday night that he established the Last Supper.
当耶稣和门徒进到耶路撒冷的时候，
As Jesus and the disciple entered Jerusalem,
门徒非常兴奋。
The disciples are very excited.
耶路撒冷居民很兴奋。
And the residents in Jerusalem are all excited.
他们觉得一件大事要发生了。
They think a big thing or big event is going to happen.
各位，也不妨请你想一下。
And you might think,
什么事要发生了？
What event is going to be happen?
当你跟耶稣从加利利进到耶路撒冷，最后一次进到耶路撒冷，这个路上到进去的时候，那么多人欢呼，你想什么事可能要发生了？
As you enter Jerusalem from Galilee, with lots of people on the side of the road welcoming and cheering.What kind of things that you're expecting to happen?
门徒想是，我们这次下来是要跟罗马人对抗，我们要消灭罗马人，好像大卫消灭腓力士人一样，我们要把大卫的国度重新建立起来。我想，大概所有的学者也这样同意。我想，这些门徒觉得他们进耶路撒冷就是要拥戴耶稣作王了。
I believe that the disciple may find very exciting because they believe that Jesus is going to be raised as the king to take over the Jerusalem.
Jesus is coming to Jerusalem, overthrow the Roman power, like David used to overthrow the power of Philistine. And it's the time we restore the David kingdom, so it's glorious. 当门徒这样想的时候，耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候是这么轰动，他们很兴奋。
As they think about this, then they find it very exciting to enter Jerusalem with Jesus.
可是慢慢不太对了。
But things are changing.
尤其在星期四的晚上。
Especially on Thursday night.
那天晚上整个气氛变得很奇怪，很悲伤。
The atmosphere is changing to be quite sad and Strange.
耶稣不是说我们准备要怎么打罗马人。
Jesus didn't say about how they're going to be fighting against the Roman.
耶稣说，今天晚上你们当中有人要出卖我。
But Jesus instead saying that someone is going to betray me this evening.
你也知道每个门徒就说谁。
You know the story. Every disciple come over to Jesus and say, "Is it me?"
当耶稣说你们当中有一个人要卖我的同时，耶稣也说，今天晚上你们通通都会离弃我。
As Jesus talked about someone's going to betray him that evening, and he also mentioned that all of you.To his disciple, that you're going to be disbanding me.
各位，他们以为他们要跟耶稣在耶路撒冷做一件大事，结果要做大事之前，耶稣说：“你们通通都要离开我。”
They thought they're going to be take part in a big event happening tonight, but instead, Jesus said that they will be all departing from Jesus that night.
彼得就抗议了
，and Peter argued against it.
彼得说。夫子，大家都离开你，我不会离开你的。
Peter say, "Everybody can go, but I won't leave you, Lord."
你知道彼得怎么想
？You know how Peter think?
我猜彼得认为，耶稣说我们要去执行一个很危险的任务，攻打罗马人。
He might think Jesus talking about a very dangerous mission, fight against the Roman.
那么这么危险的任务。大家可能会临阵逃脱。彼得说：“我不会，你带我去，我跟你，我就是为你死，我都会愿意的。”
Such a Mission Impossible, then Peter thought, say, he won't be disbanding our Lord Jesus. He will be fighting to death with our Lord.
耶稣说, 你会为我死?
Jesus said, you will die for me.
我告诉你, 今天晚上, 鸡叫以前, 你会三次不认我。
But I'm going to tell you that before the clock crow this morning, you will be denying me for three times.
我也举一个例子, 不好听,
I will try to raise an example which is not very popular, but you will understand.
如果在你结婚的那一天晚上,
if during the night you are having your wedding ceremony,
你跟你的新娘子在一起,
and you and your new wife together,
oh, 你们多么的彼此相爱,
you love each other very much.
你的太太, 你的新娘子对你说,
and your bride said to you,
Honey, I will love you forever.
我会永远爱你。永远爱你。
你说太太, 你会永远爱我?
And you might ask, my wife, my dear wife, are you going to love me forever? Really?
我告诉你, 明天天亮之前, 你会跟三个男人睡觉。
But I'm going to tell you, before the night is over, you're going to be sleeping with three other men.
各位,那就是彼得听到的反应。
That's how exactly Peter thinks or feels when he heard Jesus.
各位姐妹,你能不能想象一下,新婚之夜,你先生说,明天天亮之前,你会跟三个人睡觉,三个男人不是我睡觉。Sisters,
will you think about, other than the bride, the groom and the bride is going to be sleeping with three people, how can you imagine that kind of saying?
你在侮辱我吗?
You are trying
我怎么可以这样侮辱我?
You're trying to insult me.
彼得讲不出话来。
Peter can't say much.
在那天晚上, 圣经再没有记载彼得在讲什么话,跟耶稣讲任何的话, 他不讲话了。
And didn't mention Peter was talking to Jesus anymore during that night.
对不起, 我再讲这个 subject, 如果我们说我们这一辈子会对我们的配偶不忠, 各位我们承认, 有可能。
When we say we may be disloyal to our partner in our life, that's possible.
这一辈子引诱很多, 40年, 50年, 婚姻的生活里面, 有不faithful的时候, 有可能。
Lifetime is long, 40, 50 years, and so moments of unfaithfulness is probably possible.
但是我们现在才结婚, 今天是新婚之夜, 到明天早上, 我会背叛你三次, 这不可能的。
But in the night of our wedding, and you saying that I will be unfaithful to you for three times, same night, that's impossible.
彼得恐怕很伤痛。
Peter may be very sad and hurt.
耶稣讲这话以后几个钟头,
and after a few hours after Jesus said that,
彼得有机会表达他的忠心。
Peter have a chance to show his loyalty to our Lord.
在科西玛尼园, 在那个园子里, 当罗马军队来的时候,
In Gethsemane, when the armies come over for Jesus,
圣经上讲, 耶稣跟千夫长讲过话,
Bible say Jesus said something to the centurions.
Well, it's 10 centurions.
10 centurions. The big guys.
千夫长不是百夫长, centurion 是百夫长, 千夫长, 那表示, 在那天晚上, 可能有上千个罗马军队在那, 应该没有这么多人, 但是有罗马军队在那里。
It may not be thousands, but at least that night, there's lots of soldiers coming for Jesus.
当有罗马的军队在那边的时候, 有人要抓耶稣。
As the army's coming, the soldiers coming, and they're trying to capture Jesus.
彼得拔出刀来, 把要来抓耶稣的一个人的耳朵砍下来。
Peter take out his knife and cut off the ears of one guy.
彼得在找死耶。
And Peter was looking for death.
罗马军队在旁边耶。
As the army is right next to him.
彼得拔出刀来。
And Peter raised his knife.
他爱他的主。
He loves his master.
他要保护他的主。
He loves his master.
他砍掉别人的耳朵。
He cut off somebody's ear.
他的确证明了主,
He really demonstrated his dedications to the Lord and really willing to die for the Lord. But Jesus healed that person's ear. And probably not even more than an hour after, our Peter denied Jesus for three times.
你的确在新婚之夜,
and really, in the night of the wedding,
你背叛你丈夫三次,
the bride betrayed the husband for three times.
我为什么要讲这么难听的话?
Why am I using such an awful example?
耶稣被卖的那个晚上是很丑陋的一个晚上。
Jesus, the night he was betrayed, is ugly.
那天晚上, 所有的耶稣跟随者都证明他们不知道他们在跟随谁。
All followers of Jesus don't really know what is the person that they're following.
不仅那个最会管账的人卖掉了耶稣,
and the one who good with numbers, and he betrayed Jesus.
管钱的卖了耶稣就是犹大。
The treasurer of the team is Judah.
彼得也三次不认耶稣。
And Peter three times denied our Lord.
所有的人都离开了。Everybody
left him.
各位，我用现在举例子好吗？
And I try to give you a new example.
我现在在这里，这两天听说有人跟我讲， 哎呀，康牧师你讲得很好。
And somebody told me that Reverend Kwong, you've been speaking very well these days.
你们对我很友善。
You are very kind to me.
如果我在这里说,
if I'm saying,
等等吃中饭的时候,
at the lunch hour later,
你们中间有人会把我卖给tourist。
And one of you is going to be selling me off to
the
terrorists.
Oh, never mind, all of you.
Oh, all of you is going to sell me off to the terrorists.
各位，你们也听不下去了，我也讲不下去了。And
you probably can't continue to listen, and I can't speak on either.
在那天晚上，耶稣说：“你们都要离弃我。”That
night, Jesus said, "All of you is going to be abandoning me."
我们继续会回到这个晚上。We
will keep coming back to this night.
不过，让我们 再回到更早的一点的那个晚上。
Let's approach an hour earlier on that evening.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，那一夜是什么夜？
And as Jesus was betrayed that night, what kind of time is that?
The night Jesus was betrayed, 被卖之夜。 Peter O'Toole 演过一个电影叫做《将军之夜》 The Night of General， 不知道你们有没有看过？ 那个晚上发生了什么事？ 那个晚上是什么晚上？
What kind of night is that night when Jesus was betrayed?
我不知道在加拿大这里犹太人多不多。
I don't know whether there's lots of Jews in the Canada or not.
如果你们有犹太人的朋友，
if you don't have a Jewish friend,
如果你们有，
or if you have a Jewish friend,
我鼓励你们跟他做好朋友。
I encourage you to be good friends with them.
下一次过逾越节的时候,
as it come to Passover the next time,
你请你的犹太朋友, 请你去过逾越节。
And you ask your Jewish friends to bring you to the Passover dinner.
我有朋友参加过犹太人的逾越节。
I have friends that who have attended a Passover dinner.
我不知道你们有没有人参加过。
I don't know whether you have been tried that.
耶稣被卖的那一夜应该就是逾越节的晚餐。
The night Jesus was betrayed is actually the Passover dinner time.
那个是犹太人千年来一直都有的一个晚餐，每年有一次。
They following that dinner traditions once every year for thousand years.
我有朋友在 New Jersey， 他参加过逾越节的晚餐。
Well, I have a friend that in New Jersey that have attended one of those Passover dinner.
很有意思，他说，当他们通通坐下来的时候，晚餐的第一步。
Very interesting, as they sat down for dinner, the first step.
妈妈会叫一个小孩起来说，你去门口看一看，以利亚来了没有。
And the mother would tell one of the boys to get out to the door and look out to see if Isaiah is coming or not.
Elijah
is coming or not.
当然小孩去看，开门，没有人，然后就回来说，没有来。这只是一个 formality。每个人都知道以利亚没有来。不过犹太人还是要有这一幕。
The little boy may run out and pretend and go out to the door and just run and come back say, Elijah didn't come.
妈妈就会说，哦，他没有来。好，我们继续我们的晚餐。
Then say, oh, Elijah didn't come, so we'll start our dinner.
这是什么意思？
What is the meaning of that?
你们知道犹太人是什么样的民族吗？
Do you know what kind of people is the Jewish?
你们一定知道 Holocaust 吗？
You should know about Holocaust.
你知道犹太人死了多少人在这两千年？
In those years, do you know how many Jews have died?
一直到今天，犹太人的命运非常悲惨。
The Jews' life is very painful.
他们等候弥赛亚来救他们。
They wait for the Messiah to come.
一直到今天。
Until today.
他们等错了，他们还在等弥赛亚来，他们不知道弥赛亚已经来了，他们不知道。
They were wrong. They've been still waiting. They didn't know that the Messiah already came.
所以每年他们的逾越节，妈妈还叫小孩去看弥赛亚来了没有。每个人都知道没有来，每个人都要形式上去看一看，再回来说没有。好，我们继续吃。
At every night they would do the same formality every Passover dinner.
Every festival, every year.
Yeah, and they would go out and pretend and check to see if the Messiah came or not and. Then they will continue saying that the Messiah didn't come.
在那一次的餐会里面，就是现在你们会有的餐会里面，一定有苦菜，有无酵饼，这个你们都知道。
You should know that in all the Passover dinner, they have the bitterroot
and 无酵饼
and unleavened bread. Yes.
他们要喝四杯酒。
They will drink four cups.
他们喝到那天晚上，耶稣喝到第三杯喝完了以后，第四杯举起来的时候
，As he finished the third cup, Jesus raised the fourth cup and said,
我不喝了。
I'm not going to drink this.
我不再喝这一杯。
I'm not going to drink from the cup anymore.
一直等到神的国临到。
Until the kingdoms come.
各位，耶稣第四杯酒到今天还没有喝。
Jesus didn't drink the full cup until today.
Well, until he's coming back again.
Yeah, until he come again.
就是你可以在那个现在你去参加犹太人的逾越节的礼的时候，你会发现这是一个很悲惨的民族，他们还在等候，他们还在失望。
If you have a chance to join the Passover dinner with the Jewish people, you will find they are very actually painful people. Or they're still waiting for the Messiah. They're hurt.
而我们今天，我们的圣餐跟那个餐是有关系的。
But our Passover dinner is very much related to that Passover dinner that the Jews have.
我们能不能再往前面推一点？
We might want to even push back further.
为什么会有逾越节的晚餐？
Why is that a Passover dinner?
各位，你们应该都知道吧？
You should all know.
以色列人在埃及做苦工。
The Israel have been slavery, under slavery for, in Egypt.
他们觉得命苦，他们非常痛苦，他们求神救他们。
They cry out, when they are in pain and suffering.
他们在埃及受苦，从约瑟死了以后，他们就受苦，可能好几百年。
After Joseph died, they've been suffering from the slavery treatment for hundreds of years.
他们求上帝帮助他们。
They cry out to the Lord for help.
上帝兴起了摩西。
So Lord raised up Jesus, Moses.
摩西行了九个神迹。
Moses performed 9 miracles.
让埃及受到很大的打击。
And Egypt suffered a lot.
但是法老还是不让他们走。
But the Pharaoh is heartened, heart is heartened, and he doesn't let them go.
当第九个神迹完了以后，第九个灾完了以后
，After the ninth miracle
or the plague,
yeah.
摩西说，摩神对摩西说
，God said to Moses,
告诉以色列人
，Tell the Israel,
你们要搬家了
，You are going to move.
这个礼拜之内你们要搬家了。
You're going to move in this week.
这个礼拜之内你们不要再做奴隶了。
And after this week, you're not going to be slaves anymore.
你们要离开这个地方，为奴之家，要到流奶与蜜之地，上帝带你们，上帝应许给你们列祖的地方。
You're going to be leaving this slavery place and then enter the land with honey and
milk.
在
那一天晚上，你们准备要吃一些东西。
That night you should be prepared and eat something.
吃一顿大餐。
A big feast.
什么大餐？
And what kind of feast is that?
烤全羊。Roast lamb, whole lamb.
The whole roast lamb.
各位，搬家不能吃烤全羊哎。
You shouldn't be eating the whole roast lamb when you get ready to move.
因为所有的刀叉瓢碗通通收起来了。
Because all your utensils have been saved up.
你要搬家的时候，你是到麦当劳去吃东西的。
You should already packed up and get ready before you probably would just eat out at.
但是那天晚上
，But that night,
他们要吃一只羊。
They are going to have the roast lamb dinner.
那顿饭也很奇怪，他们一面吃羊。
That night, that dinner is actually quite special because as they are eating the roast lamb,
圣经上说他们还要准备随时走，他们要穿好鞋。
The Bible tells
us 一面吃一面准备走。
The Bible tells us they should get ready to move out while they're eating. They should have the shoes and everything ready.
他们在吃的之前
，before they start eating,
要有一个动作。
They should have one symbolic act.
Oh, 这不是 symbolic. 你们要做一个真实的动作。
One physical act.
要杀那只羊。
They need to kill the lamb.
要把那个羊的血涂在门上。
They need to put the blood of the lamb on the frame of the doors.
所以那天晚上最重要的是那只羊。
That night, the most important object is that lamb.
羊的血要涂在门上。
The blood is to be on the flame of the Lord.
羊的肉要被他们吃得干干净净。
The flesh has to be eaten by everybody in the house.
为什么羊的血要涂在门上？
Why do they have to paint the blood of the lamb on the door frames?
因为耶和华说，
Because the Lord said,
今天晚上，
Tonight,
我会走遍埃及，巡行埃及遍地。
I'm going to tour around the whole Egypt.
每一家门口，我都会看一看。
Every household, I will check the doorframe.
门上有血的
，as there's blood on the doorframe,
我就会越过 ，pass over.
I will pass over it.
门上没有血的。
If there is no blood on the doorframe,
我就要进去。
I will enter.
我就要杀人。
I will kill.
我要杀那一家的长子。
I will kill the firstborn of that household.
有血的。
All living creatures.
如果那家门上有血，表示已经杀过了，就不必进去了。如果没有血，我要进去杀。
If there is blood, I'm going to pass over. If there is no blood, I'm going to enter and kill.
当以色列人开始吃的时候
，As they start eating that night，
耶和华开始巡行埃及遍地。
Jehovah is touring around the whole Egypt。
你们可以 Google search 一下。
You can Google search this topic。
The death of Egyptian's baby。埃及长子的死。当逾越节的晚上， 以色列人准备走的时候，耶和华在埃及杀了所有的长子。
The night of the Passover, when the Israel are getting ready to go, Jehovah actually killed all the firstborn in Egypt.
埃及有大哭声。
There's big crying in Egypt.
我很难表达出我的情绪。
I have a hard time to express my feeling.
这是埃及的 Holocaust.
That's a big holocaust for the Egyptians.
各位，我们基督教的重要的节期跟死都有关系。
Brothers and sisters, all the big events in sacraments of Christianity all related to death.
逾越节、圣餐、洗礼都有这个关，都跟死有关系。割礼都跟死有关系。
Passover, Last Supper, and the
circumcision,
they all related to death.
为什么都跟死有关?
Why they all related to death?
或者说都跟血有关?
Or maybe in other words, they all related to blood.
跟我们等一下要饮的杯有关。
As it related to the blood that the cups that we will be drinking.
各位浸信会，你们知道每次你们施浸的时候。跟人死也有关系吗?
You know the baptism also related to the dead people?
每次一个人下到水里的时候
As one enters into the water
照罗马书第六章的解释
Romans chapter 6 said
他是受洗归入基督的死
He is baptized into the Lord into the death of the Lord
当每次割礼的时候
In circumcision,
我在想，幸好我不是犹太人的拉比。
I'm not the
rabbi.
The rabbi of the Jews.
因为拉比常常被请去替一个八天大的小男孩做割礼。
Because the rabbi mostly invited to perform the circumcision to an eight-year-old infant.
那也要流血。
And that's bloody.
为什么都要这些?
Why do we need this?
因为我们深深相信一件事，旧约和新约都告诉我们。
Because both New Testament and the Old Testament tells us this.
人在罪恶里面。
People in sin.
人要永远的死亡。
And people must die.
Eternal death in the hell. 当我们有这个可怕的命运的时候
As we suffering this fatal,
上帝为我们预备了一只羔羊，救我们脱离上帝的震怒。不只是那只羔羊，我们觉得在逾越节的晚上，那些埃及的小孩也像羔羊一样，他们的死让以色列人出埃及了。
The Lord prepared a lamb for us.
Also, the Lord prepared the death of the Egyptian babies.Their death, almost we can say, atone the sin of their parents, and the Israelite can be freed. 每一次圣经上写到无辜者的死亡跟有罪人的该死都连在耶稣的身上。
Every time when Bible mentioned the sin of the innocent or the death of the innocent, are all related to the death of Jesus.
对不起，今天因为我们讲了很复杂的东西，我们的翻译又变得更复杂的话，所以可能你们的头脑线也很复杂。
My translation is not clear.
When
you pick up the message, so I'm sorry.
不，请记得，请等一下在领杯的时候，你记得最少这个杯有一个象征性的。那是死，那是血，那是基督的牺牲。
But as you raise the cup later at the Last Supper, please remember the cup represents the blood, the death.
当我们在做这些事的时候，这几件事连在一起，就是逾越节的晚餐是一个很快乐的日子，因为他们离开埃及了。
Passover is supposed to be a happy occasion for the Israelites to leave Egypt.
但是又让他们想到 那么多的人的死亡也是很悲伤的。
But this is also a reminder for all the Egyptian babies dying. So many people death, and that caused them to feel very sad.
后来你记得当耶稣生的时候，这个小男孩的出生也带来很多死亡。
As you know, when Jesus was born, there's also a big death scene.
The birth of Jesus means the death of many babies. 在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉杰哭他的儿女，不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。In Bethlehem, you hear the cry of the mothers. Cry their baby, because they will no longer exist. They all die. The night Jesus was born, many people, many babies die. All this symbolizes that the innocent blood shed to redeem the life of sinners like us. 基督教里面一直在讲这件事。
Christianity keep emphasizing on this point.
我们的罪孽深重。
Our sin is heavy.
但是上帝让耶稣来替我们赎罪。
But Jesus died for us, for our sins.
他用两重的象征性的动作来提醒我们。
He reminding us with two acts.
等一下，可能牧师也会有这个动作。
And later, the Pastor Wong may also do this action.
第一个动作，举起饼来。
The first is to raise the bread.
耶稣被卖的那一夜。
As the night on the night of the Jesus betrayal, he raised.
举起饼来。
He raised the bread.
我若从地上被举起，就要吸引万人归向我。
I will be raised on earth, and everyone will be attracted to me.
当我们的主耶稣为我们的罪死，被举在十字架上的时候，当教会高举基督的死的时候，万人要归向基督。我们要传基督为我们钉十字架的信息。
As Jesus died on the cross, as he was raised, people will be attracted to him, and Christianity need to preach this message. And
当耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，举起饼来。
On the night of Jesus' betrayal, he raised the bread.
耶稣做的第二个动作，他祝谢了 ，give thanks.
He gave thanks.
各位。耶稣说了一句话，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus said, you should do this to remember some, in memories of me.
做什么？做什么来纪念主？
What are we doing to remember our Lord Jesus?
一个月吃一次圣餐吗？
Is that the once a month Passover dinner?
耶稣要我们被卖的时候，受委屈的时候，
Jesus wants to remind us as the time that we are betrayal or in the time when we are suffering wrongs.
你要祝谢。
You need to give thanks.
一切事情都没有道理。
There was no reasons for the happenings.
因为耶稣的死，愿我们凡事谢恩。
Because when Jesus died, we need to say thanks always.
祝谢了。
Give thanks.
再下面一个动作，就拨开。
The second action is to.
The first is raised. The second is give thanks. The third is broken.
The third is he broke the bread.
他很强烈的，我这块饼拨开，好像我的身体为你们拨开一样。
He showed the actions of breaking the bread to symbolize that his body is going to be broken up.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do this to remember me.
我们纪念主的圣餐。
As we taking Last Supper.
我们纪念主的爱。
We remember the love of our Lord Jesus.
我们纪念主的死。
And we also remember his death.
我们纪念主的复活。
And we also think about his resurrection.
这一切我不知道会给你什么样的情绪。
I don't know what kind of emotions that will raise you.
我在参加圣餐的时候，
95% of the time when I participate in Last Supper,
好像大家都要哭一顿才好。
It seems like everybody will crying together will be a better circumstances.
我不知道今天我们等一下会唱什么诗歌。
I don't know what kind of songs that we will be singing.
我在教会里每次圣餐唱的歌都是悲哀的歌。
Most of the time we sing sad songs during our church Passovers.
我到中国大陆参加圣餐的时候。
And when I was in mainland China and I participate in the Last Supper.
当主席说我们现在开始拨饼的时候就有人开始哭了。
As the chair announced the starting of the Passover dinner, somebody started crying already.
The Lord's table.
The Lord's table, okay.
就有人开始哭了。耶稣为我死。啊，好难过。
The Lord died for me and I am very sad.
各位可以的。我们可以很难过。
Yeah, we can be very sad.
不过圣餐复杂的地方就在这里。
But the difficult part of the ceremony is this.
Well, the complexity of the Eucharist or the Lord's table is this. It's both sad and very joyful. 圣餐不仅是纪念耶稣的死，圣餐也是预备迎接他的来。圣餐是纪念一个悲惨的事，圣餐也是纪念一个伟大的事，圣餐也是期待一个伟大的事要来到，就是主的再来。
The Lord's table symbolizes the death of the Lord and the resurrection of the Lord. It is a sad thing, but it's also a happy occasion.
圣餐也象征性表达我们在等候一个人。
And the Lord's table also representing the fact that we are waiting for one person to come.
这里我们当中的姐妹可能比我们都了解。
And the sisters among them may know this better.
因为我是男人，我没有这样的经验。
I'm man and I'm not too familiar with this.
各位姐妹，你记得你结婚的时候
？Sisters, as you remember the time when you were married.
当新郎到家里来接你的时候
，As the groom come to take you,
当新郎来接你的时候。应当是很兴奋、很快乐的吧。
When the groom come and get you, it should be a very exciting time.
如果新郎来接你，你很痛苦，那就赶快不要结婚了。
If that was a painful time, you shouldn't be married at all.
各位，等一下，我们开始领圣餐的时候。
And brothers and sisters, as we taking the Lord's table later,
记得那是纪念耶稣的死。
Remember that is.To remember the Lord's death.
那是很悲哀的。
That's sad.
但是要记得。
But you also should remember.
那是盼望主的再来。
But that is a hope for the second coming of our Lord.
那是很快乐的。
That is a happy occasion.
我们既快乐也在难过当中。
We are both in a complex emotion of happiness and sadness.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯 every time you eat this bread, you drink this cup, think of his death, expect his coming, expect waiting, hoping that he's coming, as bride is going to come, a bridegroom is going to come to pick you up, and you are going to have a very joyous, merry life forever and ever.每次在吃这饼喝这杯的时候不仅记得耶稣为你死也记得你有一个盼望有一天这个餐是你结婚的餐你的新郎会来接你让你有永远的快乐所以各位等一下吃这饼喝这杯的时候我真不知道你要有什么样的情绪才好不过我很希望的是我们开始有一点了解
As we come to the table later you should be happy because of the Lord's coming but you also be sad because of his death I don't really know what kind of emotions that you will be going through in your mind but we should be hopeful.
我希望我们能够慢慢了解这些圣礼的丰富美好。
I hope one day you will realize all the richness of the ceremony or sacraments that is showing you.
我听过很多天主教徒觉得。
I heard a lot of Catholics mentioned.
我也听过很多路德宗的教徒也觉得，因为他们在这一点解释上有不同也有相同的地方。
And I also heard a lot of Lutherans that they talk about this sacraments and they have different opinions.
就是当他们在吃这个饼喝这杯的时候，
As they are eating and drinking,
他们真的是领受到跟耶稣的同在。
They really have the feeling and the emotions of togetherness with the Lord.
我的肉里有耶稣的肉，我的血里有耶稣的血，我的生命里有耶稣的生命。这个不是异端，这个每个基督徒都应该有。
There is fresh in Jesus fresh in my flesh, and there is His blood in my blood, and the feeling
is not superstitious.
Or superstitious, and everyone should have that feeling when they are coming to the Lord's table.
当我们领受上帝的话，领受圣灵的感动的时候，我们一样是吃耶稣的肉，喝耶稣的血。
And as we take in the word of our Lord and feeling the touch of the Holy Spirit, and that is the same as we enter comes to the Lord's table.
耶稣在约翰福音第六章对门徒说，对众人说。
Jesus mentioned in
Gospel of John chapter 6.
John chapter 6, yes.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉身是无用的。It is the spirit that gives lives. The flesh is useless. The word, I told you is life, is spirit. 我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。我们基督徒领受上帝的话，上帝的话就是给我们生命，给我们灵。愿我们常常记得上帝的话，愿我们在领受饼和杯的时候，上帝的话感动我们，上帝的话在我们里面，上帝的话就是耶稣的生命在我们里面。
As we come to the Lord's table, let's remember the word of our Lord, and His word is in us and with us.
求主恩待，帮助与我们同在。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们每逢吃的时候，当如此行。”为的是纪念我。我们没关系，这个都不必翻译，我只是在读
Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23 and 4th.
我们也再想一下彼得那天晚上后来的情形。
We should try to remember the night when Peter what's happening to Peter.
彼得不是很勇敢吗？
Isn't he brave?
他虽然错了，但是他跟每个人一样都认为那天晚上耶稣会做奇妙的大事。
Though he was wrong that he thought like everybody that Jesus is going to be performing some great miracle or event.
他拔出刀来把大祭司仆人的耳朵砍下来了。
He took his knife and cut off the ears of the servant.
他真的有信心啊，他真是有信心，我不怕千夫长万夫长，再多罗马的军队我不怕，我的主耶稣他能够行大神迹。
And he believed that his Lord can perform big miracles, and he's not afraid of all those soldiers.
他真的不怕，因为他看过耶稣平静风和海。
Because he has seen the big miracles that Jesus have.
他看过耶稣叫死人复活。
He saw Jesus raise the dead.
他看过耶稣让五千人吃饱。
He also witnessed that the Lord have fed.
哎呀，你们罗马人要来打我们，我们有耶稣，我们怕什么？
And when the Roman soldiers come, and we have Jesus, what do we afraid of?
所以耶稣，彼得很勇敢，拔出刀来，他不怕，他知道他抵挡不过罗马人，但他后面的耶稣可以。
He may not be able to fight against the Roman, but he believed that Jesus can. resist all the Romans.
然后他看到耶稣把那个被砍掉的耳朵拿起来一放，放上去就放回去。
But when he saw Jesus perform the miracle of healing by recovering the ears of that servant,
我想彼得更兴奋了，你们罗马人赶快退走，跪下来求饶吧。
And he might thinking the Romans should kneel down and asking and pardon.
你们要遭遇的命令命运跟当年腓力斯人碰到大卫一样，你们会惨败。
And he believed that the fate of the Romans will be the same as the Philippines as they facing David back in the old days.
然后他发现不对。
But he discovered differently.
耶稣被抓起来了。
Jesus was arrested.
没有反抗。
He didn't resist.
好像大卫被哥利亚抓起来了。
Just as if David was captured by Goliath.
大卫打不过哥利亚。
As if David lose to Goliath.
耶稣被罗马人抓起来了。
Jesus was captured by the Romans.
然后被抓到大祭司那边去了。
And he was taken to the big high priest.
彼得跟着去。
Peter followed.
彼得跟着看到耶稣在大祭司面前所遭遇到的。
Peter witnessed the sufferings of the Lord in front of the high priest.
各位，你知道耶稣说，今天晚上你们都要跌倒了。
Brothers and sisters, you know, when Jesus said, "Tonight you all gonna fail."
你们都要跌倒了，你们为什么会跌倒
？You all going to be failing? Why?
各位，跌倒就是犯罪，就是不信。
That failing means that they are going to be sinning and not believing.
我们也是一样。如果我跌倒，就是我犯罪或者我不信了。
I fail because I didn't believe.
各位，我为什么会跌倒
？Why would I fail?
有的时候我看到牧师做错事了，我跌倒了。
Sometimes I saw the pastors also performing some bad things, and I fail.
有的时候看到教会做错事，我跌倒了。
And sometimes I see the church actually performing some.
我不想信了。
Event that I can't believe in.
有的时候我被漂亮的女人引诱，我跌倒了。
Sometimes I fail because when I saw a beautiful girl, I fail.
我是说，我们会跌倒，我们会犯罪，因为有一些坏蛋做了一些坏事。
I said we fail because we actually are suffering the consequence of some bad guys that did some bad things.
耶稣说今天晚上你们都要跌倒了。
And Jesus said tonight you're going to be all failing.
你们要跌倒不是因为有坏女人引诱你们。
You failed not because of the bad woman tempting you.
你们要跌倒不是因为你们看了色情电影。
You failed not because of you watching all those adult movies.
各位请注意，耶稣说：“今夜你们都要因为我跌倒。”
And remember this, Jesus said, "Tonight you're all going to fail because of me."
你因为耶稣，你不信耶稣了。
Because you don't believe in Jesus.
No, you don't believe in Jesus because Jesus make you not believe in him. Why? 彼得看到耶稣被那些大祭司的仆役吐口水打他羞辱他，彼得就跌倒了。
As Peter saw the high priest spat on him and hit him
and insult him, 彼得就跌倒了。因为彼得看到耶稣受侮辱的时候，我想彼得在想，主啊，你就是要等他们通通在羞辱你到一个地步，你就大叫一声，通通给我死！哦，大家都死掉了，哇，这就了不起了。
And Peter was hoping for the miracle that when he was suffering to a certain degree, he will raise up and give them a big surprise and killing them all.
各位，我们今天是不是也有这样的盼望
？Are we hoping the same today?
教会基督徒被回教徒羞辱。
The Christians are being insulted.By the Muslims.
我们被无神论羞辱。
And we were insulted by the
atheists. 我们被共产党羞辱。
We were insulted by the communists.
主啊，显出你的威严，把这些人通通打败。结果我们继续在失败。
Lord, show off your power and demonstrate your strength and kill them all.
耶稣被羞辱, 如果大卫被哥利亚羞辱, 谁会信大卫啊?
If David was
humiliated by Goliath, who will believe David? Who will follow him? If Jesus was humiliated by other people and he cannot rebel, I think Peter's faith is declining drastically. 当彼得看到耶稣被羞辱的时候，他信心崩溃了。As
Peter saw the insult piling on Jesus, his courage and his faith totally collapsed on Jesus.
所以后来有人说， 你是跟随耶稣的。
So someone later, when someone said, Peter, you following Jesus, didn't you?
彼得三次说,
and Peter said
three times, 我不认识他。
I don't know him.
我觉得彼得可能讲的是真话。
Peter may say the real truth, actually.
I don't know him. This is not my Lord. This is not what I'm following. The one I'm following is mighty and powerful. Calm the sea and feed 5,000. The one I'm believing and following is not the one. So pitiful. In Chinese?
这不是我跟随的主，我跟随的主有大能的，他可以平静风浪，让很多人吃饱。
各位，我觉得今天基督徒面临的困难跟彼得一样。
We may have, all the Christians today may have the same difficulty as Peter has.
我们看不到上帝做大事。
We didn't see the big miracle performed by our Lord.
我们看到教会一步一步的萎缩。
We saw the decline of the church.
我们看到回教徒和其他无神论的势力一步一步的扩大。
We saw the big fame and increase in power and influence by the Muslims and the atheists.
灵恩派的弟兄姐妹说，起来，我们也比他们强，主啊，行神迹。
And we might come and raise up and asking the Lord and say, we want to perform big things also.
我能同情。
I can sympathize that.
但是我想这样会有更大的失望。
But I believe that will just make us into more disappointment.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和慕道的朋友，
and dear brothers and sisters or friends,
我们一直只能传扬一个信息。
We can only preach one thing, one message.
耶稣是全地的主。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lord of the whole earth.
是宇宙万物的主。
He is the Lord of the universe.
他是独一的创造者、管理者、拯救者、审判者。
He is the creator, the ruler, and the controller of the whole universe.
但是他的一切的伟大,
but his all immense strength and power,
通通显在他为罪人死在十字架上,
all evident from the death of for sin for all people.
我们的主是能够消灭罗马帝国。
Our Lord can really kill all the Roman soldiers.
我们的主是能消灭回教无神论的势力。
Our Lord can also wipe out the power of the Muslims.
我们知道有一天，所有抵挡上帝的力量都要彻底被消灭。
We know that one day all power against our Lord will be wiped out.
我们也应该知道。
We also should know.
主耶稣会用他的教会消灭一切敌对的势力。
Jesus will use his church to wipe out all the power from anything that against him.
但是我们不是用军队去消灭回教徒。
But we're not using army or military's power.
我们不是用更多的金钱、石油来消灭回教徒和无神论。
Also, we are not using the economic or oil power.
各位，我们用的力量是十字架的道理，是救恩，是福音，这是我们所用的。
But we are using instead the power of the cross, the salvation, and the gospel.
请各位知道一件事，
Please remember one thing.
我们征战的兵器原不是属血气的。Our weapon is not flesh and blood. Our weapon is spiritual weapon. It's the word of God. It's the love of God. 我们征战的兵器，我们对世界征战的兵器，我们在教会征战的兵器，只有属灵的兵器，就是福音，就是上帝的爱，就是上帝的智慧。
Our power
and weapon is spiritual weapon, is the word of God, is the spirit of God, is gospel. 我们以此为荣，愿圣灵开我们的眼睛，让我们看到，我不知道别的，只有耶稣基督和他钉十字架。我们预备我们的心，领受圣餐。我们低头祷告。天父，我们谢谢你的恩典和慈爱，我们求主怜悯，主，我们求主圣灵光照我们，把你的话放在我们里面。我还是希望弟兄姐妹多多少少能了解一点，能够想到那个杯那个饼所指向的是上帝的大能，上帝的智慧。在我们得救的人是上帝的大能，是上帝的智慧，在灭亡的人那是愚拙，那是无力的。主，我们感谢你，你让我们看到神的愚拙比人智慧，神的软弱比人有力量。我们感谢你，求主让我们不断变成小孩子的样式，不断地愿意顺服，愿意信靠，愿意看到你奇妙的能力，愿意看到你顺服天父所造成的结果是救恩，愿意看到你顺服至死，死在十字架上的救恩是何等的浩大。我们感谢你。 Our Lord in heaven, we pray that as we approach your table, we pray especially for us, for those young children whose mind is maybe feeble and young, but with a humility and humble heart. Enlighten us, shine us, Jesus, shine in our mind and heart, and make us know how great you are. Not only you created heaven and earth, not only you resurrect from death, but your love died for our sin while we are still sinners. We pray that you will shine, enlighten us, make us know, O Lord, how great thou art. As we drink and eat this cup, this bread, make us know how great thou art. 奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
谢谢康牧师。